Welcome to Taste and See, Discovering the Bible, 2 minutes at a time, with author and teacher, Jabe Nicholson.
I hope you're refreshed by a touch of humor now and again. We'll have some in this story. Having routed the Edomites, Amaziah was stricken with a bout of overconfidence. He, quote, sent messengers to Joash, king of Israel, saying, "Come, let us face one another in battle," 2 Kings 14:8. Joash had heard about Judah's recent defeat of Edom, but considered them in the minor leagues. Don't take on someone for whom you're no match. Here's the way he actually responded. Quote, "The thistle that was in Lebanon sent to the cedar that was in Lebanon, saying, 'Give your daughter to my son as wife.' And a wild beast that was in Lebanon passed by and trampled the thistle." Verse 9. A common weed thinks he's really something and sends a request to the tallest tree for a marriage alliance. But while awaiting the answer, an animal steps on the weed and splat. So enjoy your little trophy, Amaziah, but stay home, quote, "For why should you meddle with trouble, you and Judah with you?" Verse 10. But Amaziah wouldn't listen. So the armies met at Bethshemesh, the town controlling the approach to Judah up the Sorek Valley. There, quote, "Judah was defeated by Israel. Joash captured Amaziah, and he went and broke down the wall of Jerusalem from the gate of Ephraim to the corner gate. And he took all the gold and silver in the house of the Lord and in the treasuries of the king's house and hostages and returned to Samaria." Verses 12 to 14. Imagine, he removed the northern wall, as if to say, "I can come in whenever I please." This is a graphic illustration of the warning, quote, "Do not lead us into temptation," Matthew 6:13. We're not always ready for conflict, and the Lord must keep us out of it until we are. Never self-confidently pick a fight with our enemy. It won't end well.
Find more of Jabe's Bible Talks at uplook.tv.